You have talked about the mindset involved in detecting fraud versus preventing it, the different ways people think about doing each of those jobs. Talk about the differences there from the perspective of a federal agency, please.
Oh, thank you, Francis. Good to be back with you again. I think the shift, quite frankly, during the recovery program was from merely detecting fraud, waste, and abuse, which is been the job of IGs and the mandate of IGs since 1978, to trying to actually prevent the fraud from happening in the first place was the major lesson learned from the recovery effort. We were able to, I think, as demonstrated by the rather low level of fraud for $840 billion being on the table, shift the focus from merely chasing the money down the street to trying to prevent it from happening perhaps at the pre-award stage. So I think it's been successful, and I think it ought to be the way to go in the future.
Well, transparency was easy for the Recovery Act because a lot of people wanted to know where the money went. They were actively paying attention to it, for either for political reasons or whatever. What about some of the programs that agencies have that are maybe not quite as popular or sexy and don't draw as much scrutiny?
Well, I think the Recovery Act effort to bring an unprecedented level of transparency to government spending is in fact sort of the proof of concept that it can be done for all government spending. I think it wouldn't be much of a leap at all to use the platforms that we used at the Recovery Board to show spending in the recovery program for all government spending, and that's one of the recommendations that the GATT board, which I happen to chair after the recovery board, made to the president at the end of December. It is, those thoughts are also incorporated into the Data Act, which is pending up in Congress right now.
I can see the logic of what you're saying, Mr. Devaney. I guess what I'm getting at is you can make all of these, all of the information available that you did say on recovery.gov and so on, but what if nobody wants to look and thus the transparency is there? I guess it's the old tree falls in the woods question.
Well, I have wondered at times whether or not, if we made it available, whether people would actually come. And there are many, many millions of people came to recovery.gov to look at government spending. And, I suspect if government spending was that transparent, government-wide, you would have that sunlight shown on that spending that enable fraud to be kept at a low level. I actually do believe that transparency is a force multiplier for accountability. And with that much scrutiny and that much sunlight on that spending, I think the bad guys just simply stayed away from our money.
Earl Devaney of Resident Government is former leader of the Recovery Accountability and Transparency Board. For a long time, I saw a kind of an us versus them mentality when it came to inspector general's offices and CXO suites at federal agencies. Are you starting to see a narrowing of that gap between the goals of agency IG offices and the C-suites?
Boy, was that a pleasant surprise for me. It was indeed a residual benefit of the recovery program. It turns out that when the goal is to detect fraud, waste, and abuse, IGs naturally come to the table very aggressively and agencies sort of stand back. But when the single goal is to prevent fraud, waste, and abuse, agencies and IGs are both aggressive about wanting to do that and both have a place, a role to play. And increasingly, we found IGs much better sync with their agencies.
What is driving that? Is it just the mentality that you're talking about, the prevention rather than the pay and chase mentality, or is it just the overall fiscal situation that agencies find themselves in where people in the C-suites are saying, hey, it'd be a really good idea if we cooperated with the IG's office to try to keep this money from going out the door?
No, I think actually it came about because of the recovery program where the agencies and IGs really haven't worked well together in the past, or there's always sort of been a natural tension there between the agencies and IGs. And in some cases that's a healthy thing. But in terms of preventing fraud, waste, and abuse, I think that it's long past due that agencies and IGs put their heads together and come up with ways to do that. Now, if you can, technology has advanced to the point now where we're able to do the things we couldn't do 3 or 4 years ago in terms of preventing, in the pre-award stage, money going to the wrong people.
You mentioned that the tools you used in the Recovery Accountability and Transparency Board should be tools that other agencies can use too. Are those tools pretty readily transferable, or do you anticipate agencies would have to do a fair amount of customization or alteration in order to be able to use those tools?
Well, we actually built our platforms, both the platform that collected and displayed data and the second platform that was our accountability platform, to be able to scale up. We feel we could rather easily do it for the whole government, and there wouldn't be a need for each agency to sort of spend money building the same thing over and over again. I think a single platform that where all the data could be transparent and a single platform where both agencies and enforcement types would have access to the data and the tools that would be necessary to prevent fraud, to prevent money from going to the wrong people is very possible in today's technology world.
I guess the issue then becomes how clean is the data that's being fed into those tools, and ensuring that what is coming in will give you good data coming out that you're trying to use to measure.
Well, yes, and another pleasant surprise for us was how well the public did in terms of reporting the data themselves. I mean, historically, the data has gone to the agencies who puts it up in some sort of a dashboard. But in this particular case, in the recovery case, the law suggested that the recipients of the money had to report themselves. Now, naturally, in the beginning, there was a little bit of a kerfuffle in the first couple of reporting periods. But after we got that smoothed out with a very robust help desk that helped people, this exercise became probably as simple as ordering a book on Amazon.com. And our experience has been that the recipients, and many of those recipients were states and local governments, really liked the way that we were collecting data and wouldn't mind going in that direction in the future as long as they didn't have to keep reporting the whole way as well.